Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Audiosyncrasy Podcast, episode 49, a very long delayed podcast. My apologies for the delay. You know, things happen in the real world, and well, it just didn't happen quite as much as I wanted. I wanted a holiday podcast, and then I wanted to do a best of podcast, and oh my goodness, events have conspired. But nevertheless, a brand new episode of Audiosyncrasy awaits you, as we've got six new tracks from six new artists. Well, let's not call them six new artists. Actually, four of them are new, but two of them have released new CDs. So a great episode for you to check out. Two very, very interesting names are bookending this year, or this episode of the podcast, as we've got a brand new one from Tingstad and Rumble, the legendary new age duo from the Seattle, Washington area. They've got a brand new release out. It's actually kind of late to the library. It came out mid last year, but Eric and Nancy have consented to the use of Leap of Faith on the podcast. I'm very glad to have them aboard. Kind of interesting story, because we already thought they'd done that, but we missed it. So never mind. We'll have the title track to Leap of Faith to start things off. New music from Ann Sweeten, and my friend Lars Hitty in Northern California has teamed up with trumpeter Eddie Gale on a very interesting release. And toward the end of this podcast, have I got a surprise for you. I've gotten the rights to podcast one of the European megastars in this genre. Oh, you'll just have to stick around and find out. New music from my friends 2002, the couple based in Plano, as well as my friend Timothy Crane. All that on episode 49 of the Audiosyncrasy Podcast, starting off with the title track to Tingstad and Rumble's Leap of Faith on Audiosyncrasy. Enjoy.
Thank you.
showcasing the diversity of this genre, that's Eddie Gale teaming up with Lars Hiddy. Their new extended release is called Ancestors Wailing. It's track of five, CD of five different tracks, more accurately an ED, or an extended release is what they call these. Dark Matter from Rivery.com. You take that muted trumpet, jazzy sounds, and add the electronic wizardry of Lars Hiddy behind there, and you get all kinds of interesting sounds on Ancestors Wailing. Find it at Rivery, Riverry.com. I got to meet Lars when he was backing up Jeff Oster in Irvine. We had a great concert there back in May. It was really pretty cool. And new one from Lars Hiddy and Eddie Gale. Check it out. Working our way backwards on Audiosyncrasy episode 49, in the middle, The Piano of Anne Sweeten, spelled just like it sounds, and it's the title track to her new CD that's just in the library called Just This Side of Spring. It's a beautiful solo piano release from Anne Sweeten, and it's good to have her back with brand new release, Just This Side of Spring, AnneSweeten.com, AnneSweeten, like I said, just like it sounds. We started off with the title track to Tingstad and Rumble's new CD, Leap of Faith. Tingstad and Rumble are Eric Tingstad on the guitar and Nancy Rumble on just about everything else. Now, they team up with a lot of fantastic backing musicians, but Eric plays the guitar and Nancy plays ocarina, English horn, oboe, so many things, Native American flute, just everything. They are legends in our genre, in our industry. And they are well deserving of your support. They are all over the place on their tour. Check them out on Facebook and at tingstadrumble.com. TingstadRumble, no spaces, .com. tingstadrumble.com. I found them on Facebook. But they're all over the place, just like most of these artists. Leap of Faith is their brand new one. It's nominated for a couple of Zone Music Reporter Awards. Speaking of, the playlist for the Audiosyncrasy podcast is always posted on my website at radio.jameyo.com, J-A-M-E-Y-O.com. You can also go and check it out on zonemusicreporter.com. And if you happen to have missed an artist or you just want to explore the genre more, there's a lot of shows that you can check out. You can listen to them at zonemusicreporter.com via streaming audio. You can see what the top 100 are. You can see the awards that we're voting for as I release this podcast. We have just opened up the voting for the best of 2009. And so that's going to be an interesting thing. One of the things I like to do is do the best of podcast where we'll feature the artists who are awarded in that. To me, that's even more powerful than the Grammys, the Zone Music Reporter Awards. Check them out at zonemusicreporter.com. Well, let's go to our second half of music, a little bit extended. This one's a new one from my friend Timothy Crane. This is his first release since 2005. He came out with The Other Side of The Other Life I Dream back in 05. This is his brand new one called Dragonfly. This track is Sylvan Grove. Thank you. That, my friends, is a huge add-on for the Audiosyncrasy Library. That is brand new music from Ludovico Einaudi. His new CD is called Nightbook, and that track was called The Tower. Einaudi website, E-I-N-A-U-D-I, website.com. It's where you'll find Ludovico on the web. Why is that a big deal, you ask? Well, my friends, let me tell you something. In Europe, this guy is a megastar, and his music is being well received in America, although he's not nearly known as well over here as he is over the pond. And I've gotten permission from his American representatives to include it on the podcast. So here we go with Nightbook. Oh my gosh, what a great CD. I've loved everything Ludovico Einaudi has touched in the library. He's released several CDs. Eden Rock, Divineer is just an absolute must-have. And the latest Nightbook, no exception. He even teamed up with the Leiplock brothers, Ronald and Robert, to do an electronic group under a different name called White Tree that, oh my gosh, I would love to be able to podcast that because that music is amazing. I put it on my Best of 2009 in the radio program. Nonetheless, check out Ludovico Einaudi's music, and we will be hearing more of it in the coming days. For me, this was a huge coup, being able to score Ludovico Einaudi on the podcast. Our second half of the Audiosyncrasy podcast, episode 49, was Timothy Crane's new release called Dragonfly, and Sylvan Grove was the name of the track that we played. It was fourth, and right after our break. TimothyCrane.com, C-R-A-N-E, and I'm really glad to have a new one from Timothy Crane back in the library. Oh my goodness, I love his piano, always have. Sandwiched in the middle there was 2002. They're a husband and wife duo from right up the road from me anyway, in I-45. They're in the Dallas area, and they have released a number of CDs. They are a very iconic group in our genre as well. They've given me permission to podcast Wings 2, their brand new release. It's called Wings 2 Return to Freedom. It's on their own Galactic Playground label, and with the freedom from the labels comes freedom to explore publicizing your music in weird and wonderful ways, including podcasts. So thanks to Pamela for letting me podcast Firebird from Wings 2 Return to Freedom. Find 2002 at 2002music.com. That's 2002music.com. They do all kinds of neat stuff, and they've been around a long time. I think this is their 10th CD, something like that. So great to have them back and also in the podcast as well. Well, my friends, that's going to wrap up episode 49 of the Audiosyncrasy podcast. So glad that you've been able to join me as we explore the latest and greatest in contemporary instrumental, new age, electroacoustic fusion. We call this music a lot of different things. All the music you hear on the podcast is played with the artist's express written permission, and that includes this theme from David Lawns from his 1995 CD Skyline Fire Dance. This theme is Prelude to the Dance. David Lawns, lanz.com. It's the only track you should hear from him on podcast because it's the only one that he can allow, and he gave that to me verbally. The break music was provided by Crystal and Dream from the CD Threshold. It was called Solar Flight from Solovey, solovey.info. For info about this podcast, you can check out my website at radio.jamieo.com. And I have a mobile version of the website. If you've got a smartphone or a phone that can browse to the internet, you can go to radio.jamieo.com/audiosyn, get the podcast directly on your phone. That's kind of a cool thing. As I mentioned during the break, there's zonemusicreporter.com where you'll find my playlists. And you can find us on Facebook. Since I don't have 1,000 fans yet, help me out. You can search for Audiosyncrasy or just go to my page, Jamie O, and then look for the pages that's there. But search for Audiosyncrasy and it should turn right up. I'm on MySpace, and the podcast comes from my friend on MySpace, Photo Edits by Firebliss. Check her out at myspace.com/photoeditsbyfirebliss. And you can always get in touch with the Audiosyncrasy podcast on Twitter at AudioSYN on Twitter or at AudioSYNpodcast@gmail.com. Well, my friends, episode number 50 is next. I promise you won't have to wait so long for that one. And until then, I'll see you around, my friends. Keep enjoying the music and tell your friends about Audiosyncrasy, the podcast. Take care.